Hey, what's going on? This is part two of the episode of with Sarah Lace.
What's up? Heard
part one. So this is going to be a very interesting episode. If you heard last week's episode or the previous episode with her, like, you just see how energetic and how special of a human being she
is. It's so great. I forgot what happened.
She is so amazing, and we'll continue on to part two.
She has very interesting answers to questions.
All right, so.
Okay.
What do you think?
So, personally, I don't think that it's considered gay. It's just another part of the body, you know, and it's just you're sharing it with a partner of the opposite sex.
You know, for me, it's just like I've always seen an anus as an exit only. And it's just how I feel about it, and I understand that people enjoy it. People like it, et cetera, et cetera. But for me, it's just not, it's something that has just never was interesting to me to even try to enjoy. And if I watch it, it's the same, like.
It's like CBS?
Huh? Is it like CBS? Continue.
I was just going to say he likes one-way streets.
I mean, I like.
And not highways.
One. That's a good one.
Yeah.
He's like, I only want a couple ways to go, not a bunch.
Exactly.
Hey,
that's T-Zero.
I mean, see, and then watching it, it's like I don't watch boy girls, so it's kind of like the only thing you see going inside is someone has a dildo or a strap on whatever, and it's like if it's going to the vag, hey, fun. It's going to the anus, it's like it's there.
That makes sense.
I guess that makes sense. Yeah, if you don't have any kind of like thing associated with it, like, I don't know. When I think about butt stuff, I think about intensity. That word pops up in my mind.
And I think about
really intensity.
Yeah. And it's probably was because of the first scene I ever seen growing up, like from butt stuff, and I seen someone who wasn't cleansed, and it messed me up.
I can understand that. Yeah, that can kill a. That'll end it.
I mean, I'm not gonna say names, but it was one that I just
somebody we know. Oh, I don't want to know. I don't even want to know.
Yes, someone. I'm good. Someone I know, and someone you know is the reason that it came out. So, yeah. Someone that stayed at our house.
Oh, so you talking about Jovan Jordan boning somebody girl. In the butt? Oh.
The second girl.
The second girl.
We had a lot of porn borders.
Yeah. Like
makes sense.
Our house was like, it's like if you move here.
But that.
If you move here, you're like, hey, Raw, I'm moving to L.A. And. Let's say you were in Maryland. So I need a place to go. Can I stay at your place for a while? And I say, sure.
Shoot a couple scenes before I come back in town.
Yeah, and then like people just stayed in our college for a while. Then they found their footing and they moved out somewhere. And like someone asked me that 3 days ago. Could they stay at my house for 2 months? Why they moved?
What?
Yeah,
I never.
I'm not doing
never it. Doing that again.
I'm not doing it again because of
why is that?
I just
Jovan
Jordan.
It
was a lot. But I realized
it's more it's one performance.
Hey, you can go stay in my studio. You can't stay with me.
It was one performer that messed it up for everybody to even like where I live at now. Only one person in porn has been to my house, and the only reason they were at my house was for a mainstream movie they were doing, and we were finalizing details.
Okay, that's awesome.
And
you're talking about Special Dumb Dick.
You don't know what I'm talking about. It's been
no,
my house.
I don't know who you're talking about. Human House. The bad roommate. Jovan Jordan. Lived on my couch. Has ruined many a porn scene for me. As I'm watching, and then they pan up to his dumb face.
Do you?
I just had to say that. I don't know if you have an opinion on him. Maybe you don't know. He's got a dumb face.
We just have a disdain for that person. And someone at the pool party kept putting, we had him on FaceTime walking around the pool party and kept doing this. Like, you.
He just was a bad, horrible roommate. He's just kind of a weird person. Just like weird.
Yeah. That's what,
fucking weird.
He got blackballed by many people in
this. But why are we every episode, just like we talk about BDSM, we talk about that fucker.
All right. Let's go.
Really?
It just comes up and one of us is always triggered.
Okay. I see that.
Anyway. So is there anything out there you want to tell the world, you know? To say, hey, check this out. Hey, make sure you watch this scene.
Yeah,
make sure, you have OnlyFans, right?
Yes.
Tell them, hey, my favorite scene on there is this one.
Or, I mean, you can say that.
Because I can honestly say,
tell them to go to it.
Yeah,
I have my site, SarahLaceXXX.com.
There you go.
Boom.
That's my favorite site.
There you go. Go ahead and go on a Sarah Lacey. Because I know the first time I seen your person, mm-hmm. like in general, was when, I forget who else was with. I know it was Rod and someone else next to a pool. That was the first time that I seen your person. I forget what video it was, though. But they
next
were
next to a pool?
You were next to a pool, and he was trying to do a helicopter.
Oh, yeah. I think it was Rod.
It was Rod and a girl in. You and someone else.
Lyra Lockhart?
Yes, it was.
Hey! Oh, we know her. She was on the show.
Both of them.
That's awesome.
Both of them been on the show. Yeah.
It's because of Rod.
No. I met Lyra before I met Rod.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
Yeah. I used to train.
Because Rod is actually the one who connected me with her.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I used to train one of her friends or another girl in the industry that doesn't live here anymore. Okay. Alex Moore.
She's been on too.
Cool.
Yes, but no. She had. I met her at Jake's house
mm-hmm.
randomly because I meet so many people that just don't seem like they're in the industry, and sometimes I talk to them a little bit. It's like, hey, how you doing? Like, we doing? And she's like, yeah, I've been in the industry. I'm like, really? And then I seen Y later that evening, and I'm like,
yeah. And then I saw why later.
No, because
it's like I'm in the industry, and he's like, then I saw
the person.
Why.
The person,
awesome.
The person who he was talking about that was turning his head at him every time he walked around pulled like up her.
Now it's gonna be now. All she has to do is find a video, and then she'll know who I'm talking about.
It's
and
not
then
a video.
It'll be like, oh, it's isn't there? Oh, wait, didn't we see it? Don't you have?
No, I don't. No. He pulled up her shirt later and then...
Or wait, did I just see that? I might have just saw that. I was there. That's what it was.
It's in my phone.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, that's right.
It's in my phone. And then, like, I'm like, nice. Okay.
Yeah, anyway. She's got really nice breasts. I'm really not into, like, breasts like that really much. But I was like, he showed me. I was like, oh, yeah.
They're nice.
Wow. These are nice.
I'm doing the same thing too.
So I was like, hey, you should have hands up. All right.
Oh god.
Did you subscribe to her stuff?
No, I don't. I don't subscribe to anything.
I'll be honest with you. Like,
you're no fun.
I'm not. I'm barely allowed to go to the things.
He's in a committed relationship now. So
yeah, and like,
so why don't the both of you watch?
She's not into.
Really?
No. We've tried to watch things, and then like I'm like, you choose. And then it's very different what people think about. Like she was like office worker, and then it's like a office, like a secretary and a boss, or a female boss and like a male secretary. And I'm just like, this is cool.
Well then why don't you do the role play like that?
Because
if that's
we
what
don't,
she,
we don't. I
if
guess
that's
not,
what she was not, looking at,
that's what she was looking at. But I just don't see us being able to
live it out.
No, so it's one of those things. Like
So you can't boss her around?
I can boss her
around. When you're doing dirty, dirty things?
I can. But it's always like a mood. It's a mood. So exactly. if the mood isn't right, I'll get a like.
Then do it with the
mood. Why are we
right.
doing this?
And I'm like, I'm trying, baby. I'm trying to be something spontaneous. Okay, whatever.
You see, like
that's not all the time. Don't get me wrong, but that's the thing you always worry about. Like if I'm, I don't want to, or I'll be like, hey, let's do this, and it's just like, you know. It's just one of those people you got to check where the head's at first before you spring it, or it'll be like a nah.
Then do a date night.
I mean, they do a lot of those.
We do a lot of those. We go out a lot.
Yeah, and I mean, like I'm sub to Girls Way.
You what?
Girls Way.
Orgy.
Girls Way.
Oh.
Girls Way.
Girls Way. It's all girls.
Oh.
Or girlfriend friends sometimes, but that's occasionally.
Guys, he's trying to not say orgy, so I'm going to say it.
Wait, what do you got against orgies?
An all-girl orgy. That's what he's talking about.
What do you have against orgies?
I don't have anything against orgies.
I like seeing seven girls go at it.
I don't have a problem
that's
with
what he's about.
Scenes. Yeah, that's what you all about, man.
Yeah, I'm all about only seeing, you know, vagina. And titties. I'm sorry.
Hey.
I think he was just not going to say the word.
I know.
Why were you just trying not to say orgy?
That's you.
Let's be honest, guys.
That's what you
Let's
did.
Be honest.
I mean, let's be honest. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful thing to watch.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a lot of it going on at the pool party, too.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it.
Yeah. So, you saw this.
See, yeah, everything we went to,
See,
everything
I've
I'm talking
seen
my girlfriend
it at different
to,
events.
It's been like a
different industry.
Pretty
parties.
Tame.
See, the thing is, it's like a lot of the stuff. Time when I go to these, like I expect it. I know that it could happen, whatever. But it's like sometimes I don't chase it out. Like I gotta like you can't y'all can't see this, but I'm bandaged up because people were. Running to watch someone else do it, and I got thrown into the.
Everybody loves a live sex show.
Yeah, truth. But it was like one girl doing like sucking out two dudes, and like 17 other dudes ran over there to watch. And while since I was,
that's what they do during their day.
It was the end of the night.
It's a party.
You'd be surprised. He's like, I'm watching. I watched this on the screen. You think I'm not gonna watch it in person?
And it was like,
it's a pool party turned pool party. Into a sex party.
Yeah, I understand that, but like, you don't gotta, you know, charge everybody that's in your way
because it might be over by the time you get over
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
And hey, what's just sucking more dicks?
It had just
exactly.
started.
That could be your dick getting sucked.
It had just started.
Put it in there, you know.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, no, okay. I'm just gonna sit here and check.
And I mean, like, I'm like, ugh. but no, I was only mad because I got a buddy. No,
I usually feel like a cooler. Like, I go to the party and then he's like, man, let me tell you the wild shit that happened at this party. But it wasn't at the party that you were at though. That one's pretty tame. Like every time, except for Fourth of July.
Yeah, 4th of July.
4th of July was wild. But I was
see,
wasted,
but that one's always
so
wild.
See.
No, his like a lot of his, like you might see this and that happen, but like it was a lot of sex going on at the 4th of July party.
I didn't even realize.
And
what was
like,
up when I went to get
I
a
heard.
Drink, and there
was
people in the laundry room.
It was one that I actually had recorded because it was weird because the girl was getting getting kind of language from somebody, and like for some reason she was saying my
Rasta.
Name.
She's, Rasta.
She's saying Rasta.
Puppy Rasta.
I'm like, that's not me,
oh my God.
I'm like, why are you saying my name? Like, why are you screaming my name while someone else is licking you off? Licking you off?
Maybe she wanted you to record it for her.
Yeah,
no.
Maybe she was like, Rasta. No. Rasta, come here.
No.
I know you were,
like here,
I know you look
angle.
In the back with the camera. I know you were around here.
Oh, I've done
like,
that. Like, hey,
here.
This angle right here.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah, send me that.
Like, no, she was just like, she was moaning it. She wasn't like,
oh, damn.
Yeah. I'm
down there. Maybe she was thinking of you.
Have you hit her up yet?
I mean, I knew she.
Didn't you just send me a picture, a video of you making out with some girl?
That was Jamie Marley.
Oh, that's day.
I think that's right, Jamie Marley.
Hey.
Yeah, just start the conversation off asking her if she wants the footage.
He
was talking about Jamie Marley. Hey. She just started rubbing all over me and just kissing me. That was her doing. But I knew she was a little drunk. And I'm not going to do nothing like that because I'm a
respectful good, man. Human being. That's good.
Because you're a gentleman.
You're a gentleman.
I'm a gentleman.
You know, the thing is, I always like, I'm like, my friend is a good guy. He's actually a good guy. He's not a creep.
Yeah, I try not.
Usually when I tell people about, I'm like, yeah, George is a, they're like, he's a creep. I'm like, he's not, he's a nice guy.
We're going to ignore the fact that he said my real name.
You do some creepy stuff.
I do a lot of creepy stuff.
You do a lot of creepy, but I was like, but he's not a creep who acts nice. He's a nice guy with some creepy tendencies.
That makes sense.
No, because I don't like. I mean,
I know a few people like that.
I don't mind recording it, whatever. But I don't like. I don't like say, "Oh, you're sucking him off. Suck me too." Yes.
That's true. That's rude. You know,
I don't go that extra mile of trying to forcibly get certain performers to, you know, partake into sexual relations.
It just seems very pushy. See,
but it's different, though, if you're in the industry and you guys had already been talking about doing something together.
No, yes, I mean...
That's different.
I mean, there's some
people... Because I've had moments like that where, you know, we're off doing one thing. We had already plans for the following week to do something. We both know we're tested. We're just like... No, I mean, hey, like, fuck it. No, let's put
preview.
This on,
no,
let's put this on my premium damn. Snapchat real quick.
What I mean is, people art in the industry that they do that. People are.
Oh yeah, I'm not about that. Yeah.
That just seems weird. Like, even when I was single, I was like,
I ain't getting tested every two weeks, whatever. To somebody, like she's not in the industry, but both other dudes who were getting it done to them are.
Maybe she was trying to be in the industry.
Wait, the girl wasn't in the industry?
Oh, really?
Maybe I really did see that girl at Sound last week. Because I saw her and I was like, did I see you at Sound last week? And then, I didn't want to say, and then Joseph's the after hours, and then the Academy Day party the next day. It was a crazy weekend.
Yeah, but like, no, it was just like, she's not in the industry at all. And it's like... And like I met her at the I met her
that's
at the
wild,
laundry.
That's
wild.
I met
her at the wild. She party. Real wild.
And like then she told
she's me like, put she on my premium like, Snapchat. You got a premium Snapchat? No, it's just my regular
then,
one.
And then
sounds
like,
about right.
it's just my regular one.
She hit me up after on Instagram, asked did I have pictures of the lingerie party, and I said yeah. And then she asked me about what happened Saturday. I'm like, yeah, you did all this, and like she said,
wait, she don't remember.
She said basically she is upset that certain people were recording Saturday of her giving fellatio.
Oh, so she upset they're recording. She never said that she did it.
Well, she said regrets.
Oh, regrets. Yeah. Life is full of them.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
And so,
hey,
on camera.
And basically,
they probably didn't know what they were doing
the
then.
Picture, she said she got to make sure that her parents don't see it.
Probably. Huh?
She had to make sure that her parents don't see it.
You know, unless your parents are like, I don't understand. People are like, I don't want my parents to see it. What church member is saying, hey,
Mr. Blah, blah, blah. I was watching porno and I caught a video of your daughter sucking dicks. Here you go. I just thought you should know about it. I mean, some people do it. But, I mean, I've known people that, like, I found out in the adult industry. The first person I found out, I was like, I didn't look. Somebody just told me. And I was like, that's bullshit. You lying. Let me call her up. I was like, hey, you got anything
then,
on the internet
then
about you?
He had to have seen it.
Huh?
Even then, he had to have seen it in order to prove it.
Me?
Oh, no, the person,
yeah. See, he's like, hey, yeah, it's one of your... one of your clients. I was like, what are my clients? He lies. I'm not even going to look.
I'm just going to call.
And I was like, hey, so. And she's like, yeah, that's, I don't, you know, that's way in the past and blah, blah. And that was a whole, I was like, oh, okay. So I guess I'll talk to you later because
I was expecting you to be like, no, that's not me. I guess I should look. Bye. And then I found, you know, then actually a couple more friends and stuff. I'm like, you know what? That's your other job. If you want to talk about your other job, you'll talk about it one day. I don't need to be like, hey, so I was looking, I was going to go fat, fat, fat. And then I was like, ooh, what's this? This kind of looks like blah, blah. And then it was you.
I mean, that's how I felt though. Like, this is when I
first. And then I had to decide, am I going to tell anybody?
Like, when I first.
I'm surprised my mom still hasn't found out yet. I don't talk to her, but one of these days she's going to send me a text saying that she found out.
But how though?
We don't talk.
But like, I feel honestly, with the generational gap,
I don't have any personal social medias.
So
nothing that ties back my real name.
I would say this, like, I know. Yeah.
How would she find out?
I mean, like, unless
someone from back home notices and shows it to her.
Yeah, that's the fucked up thing. Yeah,
I'm waiting for it.
One of my friends did it. And this is way back when around the time when I first started doing anything in the industry. I was on one of the movie sites, and then a pop-up popped up. And I'm like, that looks like yada, yada. And it says Malaysia Blue. I'm like, are you in a porno for Dare Dorm? You saw that? I'm like, I didn't see the video. It just popped up. It was a pop-up on, like, and I'm watching this, trying to watch, I forget what movie I was trying to watch, but it was a pop-up. Like, she said, yeah, that's me. I'm like, when did you start having sex with camera? So
I love pop-ups. They're interesting.
They are.
They're very interesting to see.
Very interesting. It'll be, I've seen a lot of pop-ups that are initially deceiving. Like,
yeah.
If you're looking at one thing, and then you're actually looking at another. And you're like, exactly. Wait. And you're like, wait, this is a whole other thing I wasn't looking for.
And then you're just like, huh, trans stuff. What is this?
It's usually trans stuff.
I mean, yeah. I do. The thing is with that, I have to be weird because I know I met some people before I knew they were TS. And I figured that they were females. I was like, hey. Well, we have to rephrase that. They were born female.
And there you go.
And then, like, I add to whatever. Not thinking about it, you know, friends or whatever. Then, like, then they post something, and it's like a whole, like, of, I'm like, okay. Did not know that.
You're like, when did you get that?
When was that installed? I mean,
all that woman and all that dick. Damn. Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
You like two. I saw you and I was like, damn, this is like two times the woman. And then
you finally
had two times the dick.
Because I know what the very first UrbanX Awards I went to in 2010, it was someone we met there that was, they were walking around. I can't think of her name right now. But I met them there. And then like later, like when I was going through my pictures trying to, you know, say who this is, yada yada. I had to find their name, and when I found their name, I'm like, Mia Isabella. When I first met that person, I did not know it was a male.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I forgot. yeah, it's interesting. Oh man, I have to say, as far as like the nightlife party with some TS women. They know how to, like, party, like, all night until the next day. One of my buddies is really good friends with
her. I can do that.
I mean, I know my niece hangs out with one. And
what do you think about that?
It just got to be the right girl.
Okay.
You know?
I mean, some of them seem really fun. It's just, you know.
Or you just sleep in the night before. So you wake up late, and then there you are. That's
what everybody's saying do. Wake up for the after hours.
Yeah.
That's smart.
That's what I did for the UrbanX Award show.
For the awards or just the...
For the show, I went to sleep early.
Well,
I went to sleep late, woke up I showed up late. I showed up late. I actually did the opposite, guys.
They had an after party. I didn't go to it.
Oh, I didn't hear about it.
I know.
Anna was talking about going to
the Abbey,
but I just had to. I had to train.
But I know last year it was that after party was a lot of fun. Whatever. I just think a lot of people were just tired because. More so now, we're doing, like, last year and this year, it's a three-day event now, and by that third day, you're just waiting for it to be over with.
And pretty much.
So, and that lingerie,
I missed some lit parties, apparently.
Like some of the conventions.
And I didn't.
Where there's literally things to do all day, every day, you know, and it's. Some of them we, you know, like we get asked to be at certain ones.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to create a whole schedule for it. It's just like, whew, by the end of it.
I just thought about what
the, I just want to sit down.
I just thought about what the person told me to wear to the lingerie party. That took me off guard for a second. But anyway.
What lingerie party? This one?
On Friday.
Mm. That was fun.
One of my friend's birthday. I thought about bringing, but we ended up going to fucking Skinny's.
Yeah.
Because he's like. You ever had that friend that's like, they get laid a lot. Like women seem to like them, but whenever yeah. you're sitting around, they seem like awkward and weird. But women yeah. just love them, or men just love them, or whoever. You're just like, I don't understand, because you're just awkward. But if I walk away for 5 minutes, so you'll be talking to somebody. But then. Also, you're weird because if you're not controlling a situation, then you're like totally like, I'm not talking to anybody. So I was like, we could go to this thing, but he might be weird. And he's supposed to be the cool guy. And it'd just be weird if he was the weird, cool guy because that makes you look even weirder.
That makes sense. Yeah. Maybe you are the weird guy.
Me? I know I'm the weird guy, partly because I'm just like... Hey, what's up?
Because you sounded like you were talking from experience.
No, it's just being around him. Nah. See, it's just my friend is really like that. Like, he's like very much like, so who's going to go? Who's going to be there?
See, I'm that comfortable guy.
Who are you going with?
I'm that guy that say, hey, you can hang
is
out
Is it like
with
a porn
wrong.
Thing?
He ain't going to do nothing.
It's not one of those porn things, is it? Like, what's the problem? I just, I don't know. We're just going to go. But then I think, are you afraid that nobody's going to want to fuck you? Is that the issue? That nobody's paying attention to you? That nobody knows you? Nobody wants to know you? That's
sounds
it.
Right.
You can't stand being like a fly on the wall. So I'll just go.
I think a lot of people, one, assume either that they can't get any. Or they want to go because they think that everybody will want to give it to them.
Pretty much.
And you gotta find people who are to these events that's that cool medium.
That's me, apparently, cool enough. I just secretly like looking at butts. That's it.
I do too.
I look at people's butts all the time. Pants, no pants, whatever. I just end up looking at butts.
Dresses, lingerie.
I'm just like... let me look at your butt.
I like the atmosphere.
Let me get the complete picture. Okay. It don't even matter. I can know, like, yeah, I can tell from the front you probably ain't got no booty. But I got to see. It's a problem.
When you like big butts, you cannot lie.
I like all kinds of butts. Wide butts. Okay, I don't like flat butts too much. But if you got nice thighs and you're wearing a nice pair of underwear to make accentuate that flat butt, make it work. You know what? You don't have to have a flat butt. You can always build a muscle booty.
That's true. I know a bunch of girls that do that.
Mm-hmm.
See.
And it's nice and tight, too.
I think nice tight booties.
I think being around.
Them, let me coin it. One of those Kira Noor booties.
Ooh.
Yeah, her booty is nice. My girlfriend was like,
I
want to
feel
nice.
It.
Her body is nice. We were like, yeah,
mm-hmm.
She is
She's tight.
I always joke about
I've been
about
wanting
this.
To feel that booty.
I always joke about this because, like, I think, like, in my mind, I made her feel so uncomfortable at that moment. But she probably,
you're a creep.
She probably didn't think much of it at all. But like the very first party I went to at Jake's, it's like, I mean, I've been around porn, but the thing is, it's like always, whenever I go into a situation I know is going to be people who could be naked, whatever, I get into the mindset. So when I knocked on the door, it's my first time going to one of his parties, and she opened the door buck naked.
Yeah, sounds about right.
I wasn't ready.
Like, and body scan.
And I did the full. Hello. Like you ever see a movie where they just do that little slow up, whatever like that?
That's, I've been in those movies.
That's what I did because I wasn't ready, and I was like, wow. I said, why? My mom, I'm like, hey girl, how you doing? But it was just like, that first instinct was right there, like, wow. Wasn't ready for that. Then I got into the, hey, I'm Raw Star. I'm going to be as cool. Like,
it just blew your mind for a moment.
Yes. I was, and like, she had a very nice body. So it was just like, I wasn't ready. And I thought, like, I think I apologized for it later. I'm like, I'm sorry. Wasn't ready.
That's interesting.
He wasn't ready.
Wasn't. I mean,
it is what it is.
We were there and it was just like, it's a lot of people. Wow.
Because I mean, like, I'm always right now to be the creep. And if I'm going to say something that I feel could be taken the wrong way, like it was when I saw the Monday party, and like I don't even think she's in the industry or not. And I just walked up to her and I said, you know what? I said, with you know respect and not trying to sound wrong. Wow. That's all I wanted to say. Wow.
I always feel like a creep walking around.
I left it like that. Because I feel if I was said more, it would have been weird, but it was nice.
Maybe I should talk more. Maybe that's why I found sound like creep, because really, I feel like a creep, because I don't say it. I'm just like,
Cause like
it, trying not to stare at people doing stuff. Because trying to be respectful, I guess. But everybody's naked.
I don't know what to look. I'm looking now.
At the lingerie party where there wasn't even any nudity, I had some guy following me around, and there wasn't that much nudity.
If you knew where to, yeah.
For an industry party, it was not that much nudity.
The club,
it like, really everybody could have been naked.
It was not anything.
But you're saying a guy was following you, was being a creep.
I mean, like,
yeah. And then I made him buy me a Red Bull, and then I gave him my business card.
That is just so weird.
And took a picture.
Why be a creep?
I know, as far as a lingerie party goes, I know that as far as the dudes go, mm-hmm. there was a lot of dudes like just asking what should they wear. I know that I told him the text about a girl just telling me to wear my underwear there, and that text conversation is so hilarious to me. But
he's saying it's hilarious because the girl was like, "Damn, your dick is big."
There's men's lingerie too.
I was telling them
we're not even taught how to wash our balls.
Probably. I was telling them
go to a sex shop. They'll teach you.
That's good.
I was telling them just wear PJs, whatever.
And they'll show you men's lingerie,
but huh?
And they'll show you men's lingerie.
Yeah, and then like, a lot of the girls showed up, and a lot of them was wearing something, you know, like really provocative lingerie. The thing is, it's like a lot of people weren't showing a lot of stuff. Then it came to the pool party; everybody just didn't care.
Yeah, pretty much. It's a pool party.
Well, I mean,
I mean, at that point, we're already wet.
True.
Oh shit. Yeah, okay. That was a good one.
Thanks, guys.
But I think it was more nice. So the venue of where it was at, and a lot of people didn't want to do extra. Like if the lingerie party was at a place like the pool party.
If it was at like a private residence.
Huh?
Yeah. It, you know, like a private, just gated, we knew that no one would see us or mind or everything. That it would be just adults at that.
Well, I mean, like, it was just
that would have made it a lot better
at this event. And you had, like, I don't know, like, how lenient or strict they were at the door. Because I know when I got there, I just was let in because, of course, I worked with it. But it was kind of like restrictive. But I do know that it was at a place of a business and people weren't.
Oh, so it was like public creeps?
No. It was.
That's what I noticed.
Public creeps came in too. Yeah,
because they could
it's
buy
always
tickets.
The public creeps.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they could buy the tickets at the door. And you see a cute girl like me walk in. Obviously, you want to go in there.
Yeah, so.
I was looking cute.
And you're like, I'm watching this. I've watched all these scenes. This is how it goes down. This is how it starts. It's not reality, bro.
I mean,
let's all remind you guys again. It's not reality.
I mean,
this is what you see. So
or
you
at
see
least
girls
that's just
room,
not the way you know, to come you know, across either.
Hey, I'm gonna follow you around. I'm not gonna say anything. I'm just gonna follow you around for a while, and then hopefully you'll be like, yeah.
Well, that's why they.
Oh, he was trying to take a picture with me, but I kept having to do stuff.
Oh,
so he followed me until I took the picture with him.
Oh, that's creepy. Just come back. Just be like, hey, can we get that picture if you want to? I don't take any pictures now. Did I ever take? No, I never took any pictures.
You took pictures, but it
was. Oh, with who? No, I mean, like, with people.
Oh. I've kind of made CW, like, a resident throwaway photographer.
I always got to fucking
that's
take
cool.
a picture.
Like, literally.
Won't buy
literally the
a portrait lens. He won't buy a portrait lens, but I got to make magic happen. Somehow.
You think it's, I'm going to say this, and I've said it before.
I don't know. I think, personally, I think I did a terrible job at this year's UrbanX Awards compared to every other time I've taken pictures.
I will say this, and about what he just said. Like,
about
being horrible? I will say this. Like, because I can't do this either. When it comes to the physical carpet, we both aren't good at that. But when it comes to catching, like, you're sitting right here
right
now.
Oh, yeah, I'm good at catching people in, like, a little camera.
And, like, you're right here, and I capture your physical beauty right here. Both of us are really good at that. He's probably a little bit better than me at it. But, like,
I don't know about all that.
The thing is, some of the pictures that he thought were just horrible that he's taken, and I just took them in, you know, just made them a little brighter, just cleared up some of the females' imperfections, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Then he sees the picture, he's like, well, dang, you didn't turn my...
Yeah, I look good. I shoot for Playboy or something.
All right. So, I mean, like,
that's
I post...
That's awesome.
Like, and, like, I want to tell you about, you can tell the difference in style between myself and CW.
What would you say the difference in style is, real quick?
You like to get from, like... top of the...
Oh, yeah. So, this is funny. Because we're always shooting, like, porn stars, and we're always taking picture of porn stars, I've committed to taking pictures, like, shoulders up. Like, mostly shoulders up, or maybe chest up.
Why is that?
I don't know, because I feel like sometimes you're so preoccupied with their bodies, you don't, like, pay attention to the face.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so
that's
like,
awesome right there.
Like, right now, if you go on the... if you go on our website, we're making Misfits and click photography, and you go into the events one, and you see the pictures of the UrbanX Awards 2018, I don't have the pool party up yet, but... If you look at the lingerie party, which I took, and then you look at the award show, which all but eight
pictures.
Was
it that one?
Huh?
How was that the one last year?
No, this year.
Oh, I thought you were saying the one
this
last
year. Okay. I just haven't put up the pool party yet. I put up the lingerie party, and I put up the award show because the pool party had the most pictures.
That's awesome.
I'm going to take it back. The award show had the most pictures. The pool party had the most. The most pictures of different people.
That makes sense.
Because I think you took a total of 2,180 pictures.
Yeah, I had to continue a shoot,
I took about 1,800 pictures at the pool party, and I took
That's
about
awesome.
Like 600 pictures at the lingerie party.
I mean, I feel like reason I did that the award show partly is because one, we didn't have a proper lens.
It looked okay.
And yeah, like you take two pictures of two people, and it's like, ha, they're laughing, and like they're wearing nothing, but see is two people laughing. And it's like, oh, that's, oh. Like.
That makes sense. I like that.
Like, my favorite, like, one of my favorite pictures is one, my favorite picture of the weekend he took. So, yeah, it's the picture you took on stage of Crystal Rush. So, he's like, I have no idea who that is. I just was pointing and shooting.
Pretty much.
Trying to get the light right so it didn't look like shit.
I mean, but anyway.
My thing is, I always blank. Like, on people's names, I totally blank sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, my God, it's you. And then I'm just like, what's your name again? That's I love true. It.
Mm-hmm. I was like, well, I can't stop him because I don't know anybody's name. I'm like, hey, blah, 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 let me take a picture.
You're that like, person.
And then they just see me and they're like, oh. And I'm like, okay, got a picture of you.
I will say this. Like, a lot of times, like, I meet people and sometimes I don't get their names. Mm-hmm. I think it's like, once I write it down, once, I can remember it. Because otherwise, I will straight up forget your name.
Now I'm saying that's I work crazy. With Rostar. I'd be like, oh, yeah, Rostar. And now people are like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I know Rostar, yeah.
I don't even know Rostar.
And I'm like,
pretty much.
Goober? Yeah, he has like a podcast. Yeah, yeah, I'm the host.
in the thingy, you're showing on there as the co-host. The thing is, like, you just don't go to events.
That's true.
That's so, true. And I'm always like, I try to.
And how is your Instagram? Is it popping?
No.
That's why.
No, my Instagram isn't popping. Like, personal, I don't even have my business one popping half the time. I'm still, I don't know.
Then how do you?
It's one of those things that I like. You know how, like, how you enter, like, people enter, like, oh, that's cool. Like, social media was, like, a social thing. Mm-hmm. So, like, for me, it's still, I have to force myself to do it sometimes because it's still very much ruled by my mood because I still see it as, like, a social thing unless it's a business. Excuse me.
Anyway, this is a picture I was talking about that I really like that he took. But anyway.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
So someone knocked on our door. We're going to pause for a second. Oh, shoot. That's the wrong button. We're about to end this. I'm trying to pause, but it doesn't want to stop. We're talking about someone just bamming on your door. Like they trying to be the police. No, I was showing her my favorite picture that was taken over the weekend.
I like that picture.
Oh yeah, that
I
was.
I think she posted it on her Instagram.
One. Yeah, she did.
I took that.
You took that.
Look at me shooting. No, I'm joking. That was nice. I mean, the lighting's kind of weird. It looks like you took a picture on a stage. I don't know. Anyway, what's next?
Anyway, so we're going to go ahead. We're going to actually do two endings so we could,
so we can cut it up.
We actually did two episodes.
Cut it up.
Yeah. Like, so we're going to split these up. So y'all probably heard part one already. So what we're going to do is have her do an exit. And yeah. So tell the world every way that they can, you know, find your. Your
body
person.
Of work.
Or, well, not every place. Every way place you're going
to
get
you
paid.
You want them to, yeah. Pay for your porn, people.
Yeah.
Know.
Okay, so anyways, my social medias, I am on Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, and what else is there? I don't know. I think there's AVN Stars.
Okay.
It's at I Am Sarah Lace. And you can find me on OnlyFans, which is onlyfans.com/IamSarahLace. And my mini vids is xxxSarahLace.minivids.com.
Okay, and you want to follow us? We are the Burbank Misfits on Instagram, Burbank Misfits on Facebook, Burbank Misfits on Twitter. If you want to follow our website, BurbankMisfits.com. You want to follow CC Fitness, CCFitnessLA.com, or on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and the Twitter. Or ccfitnessla.com. If you want to follow his personal page, Christopher _ Willie with the IE, not Y, J. If you want to follow me, it's Rawstar on Instagram and on Twitter.
I got to really change that back, probably.
And, yeah, so please tune in next week, and thank you for coming on, Miss Lace.